Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Mem Beis Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off Simen Shin Ayin Beis. We begin on the second line with Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber says, Nosan Olav Neser. If we have over here a ditch in between two courtyards, we discussed this in yesterday's shir, and we'll add an additional factor today. So you can look in Deir Shu footnote number 95 at the construction of what we're going to be talking about, the diagram in Deir Shu footnote number 95. We're talking about a board, a neser, a plank, that's like a bridge, kmin gesher, misfas hecharitz el sfasal, that goes from one side of the ditch to the other side of the ditch. As you can see in the diagram, the plank or the board over here is covering up the ditch. We said yesterday that the ditch, if it was a valid ditch of 10 tefachim deep with at least 4 tefachim wide across the entire expanse of the space between the two courtyards, was considered like a mechitza. So here we're telling us, if you put a plank over here, this board over here, that will function as a bridge over the ditch, so imu rachav arba'a, if the plank over here has at least 4 tefachim in width, choshev kepesach umarvin echad. Now, you've connected the two courtyards, and this is a Pesach. And if they wish to, they can make one Eruv Chatzeros together, or alternatively, v'imratzu ma'arvin shnayim. But if they wish to keep separate courtyards, they can, because this is only a Pesach in between, and it doesn't make it into one courtyard automatically. So here they have a fielder's choice. They can do whatever they would like. They can have two separate Eruv Chatzeros, or they can have one big combined Eruv Chatzeros. The Mishneh Berurah explains this if cotton kuf chavav, if this plank over here has less than a 4 tefach width, it's halachically as if it's not there, and then the two courtyards cannot be connected, and you have to make two separate Erev Chatzeros. You cannot make one big Erev Chatzeros. The reason why, if it's more than 4 tefachim, it's considered like a Pesach. The Mishneh Berurah explains this if cotton kuf chav zayin, dav she choritz oroch harbe mod. Even though, as you can see in the diagram, there's plenty of ditch still that's not covered up by this bridge, mikol makom, nevertheless, we have over here Hari Yochol Lavor Derech Osu Aneser Mechatzero Lechaveru Kimo Derech Pesach. Since you can go from the left courtyard into the right courtyard, and vice versa, through this plank functioning as a bridge, therefore it halachically makes it like a Pesach, and therefore if they wish to, they can make it into one Eruv Chatzeros now. If they wish to, however, they can still leave it as two separate courtyards. With that, you should know, the Mishneh Berurah explains. This is only true that it can be considered a Pesach if the width of the plank over here is going to be less than 10 amos long. If it's more than 10 amos long, now it's a breach over here, and you've breached one courtyard into the other, and therefore, in this situation, you must only make it as one Erev Chatzeros if you're going to do so. The arco. Likewise, if you were to not have a bridge over here, this plank or board, but you'd fill in more than 10 amos of this ditch, or you took a very long plank over here and covered up over here more than 10 amos, and now you have less than 4 tefachim over here of the ditch. So you've covered up part of the ditch, so you have more than 10 amos, that it's less than 4 tefachim from one chatzer to the other chatzer across this ditch. You've shortened the ditch. Whenever you have more than 10 amos of breach over here, it's no longer considered a Pesach, it's considered a breach. Now you have one big courtyard, and you're not allowed to make two separate Erev Chatzeros anymore. If you want to make an Erev Chatzeros, you have to make one big Erev Chatzeros. The Ramah adds over here, Hagah, Hu Adin Imilo Barochav Arba'a B'Dov Ramavatel Sham. You could likewise, he brings that from the Beis Yosef, fill up an area over here that's at least 4 tefachim wide, and fill that area up with something that is going to be batel to the ditch, and now you filled it up, so you have a Pesach again that would function the same way as the plank, as the board over here. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'imnosan Anesel Yorech Choritz B'meshech Arba'a, if you go and put the board over here along the length of the choritz for a distance of 4 tefachim, afilu ein bo el koshu, and you can see this in Deir Shu footnote number 96, even though the plank doesn't cover up the ditch, but it minimizes from one side to the other, over a length of at least 4 tefachim, that there's no longer a 4 tefach divide, the ditch is now 3.8, because you have a 4 tefach plank, as you can see in the diagram in Deir Shu footnote number 96, you've minimized the ditch in at least 4 tefachim to be less than 4 tefachim across. So in 4 tefachim of length over here, you have less than 4 tefachim of width. So therefore, in this situation, you also now have a Pesach. Even though it's only a kol shu, as the Mechaber tells us, I feel in boil a kol shu, choshev ki Pesach. This is a valid Pesach over here. The Mishnah explains this if cut and kuf chav tes, roach lomai, the Mechaber is telling us, I feel away in an esem machzik liorko rak arbor tvachim, even though it's only going for tvachim. Die. That is enough to say that this is a Pesach. The Baal Moshir Pesach will be arbor tvachim, because the Pesach is for tvachim, and the Yamidenu Agabi Yisedus, how's it going to stand up and not fall into the ditch? You nail it in over here with some sort of a peg, and therefore it minimizes the distance across to less than four tvachim. It runs in a length of at least four tvachim, that it's less than four tvachim in width, and therefore this is a valid Pesach. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Kuf Lamed, even it could be a small amount, to go from 4 tvachim to 3.9, Shoya Nesa Kotzimot, it could be very narrow Nesa Berachvo along its width. And you can see this in the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 96, that the plank really doesn't extend very much into the ditch, just a kol shu, just a little bit. And it's called a Pesach, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Kuf Lamed Aleph, Vimrotzum Arvim Yachad. Now they have a choice, since they have a Pesach, they can make a single Erev Chatzeros, or they can still keep two separate Erev Chatzeros, if that's what they prefer. Last words of the Chabur, I didn't read over here, Shari Miyah Tomei Arba, because as I pointed out and said already in the Mishnah Berurah, because it's less than four tefachim between one side of the ditch to the other side of the ditch over a length of four tefachim. Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber writes, Im Echoritz Omok Li Echad, if on one side the depth of the ditch over here is 10 tefachim, Asara, Velasheni, but according to the other side, it's only 9 tefachim deep. And you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 98. We have a diagram showing that on one side it's 10 tefachim, and the other side it's less than 10 tefachim. Or Oshu Shavilishnam, or they're exactly the same on both sides. Then, Dino Kikosel. Then, this ditch has exactly the same halachic status as if it was a wall. And we pointed out previously, and you can see this in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuflamid Beis, that we learned previously, Hamavora Kol Pratav Sivvav, we learned all the Dino of a wall in Sivvav, and that is Shema Arvim Shnayim, this wall in Sivvav, and this ditch over here in Sif Yud Ches that we're talking about are perfectly good Mechitza, and therefore they separate the two courtyards into two separate courtyards, Shema Arvim Shnayim, they have to make two separate. And they can't make a single one because there's no Pesach between them. And likewise, even if there were fruits over here in the ditch over here, and the ditch previously was 10 depth and 4 tvachim wide, you wouldn't be allowed, since the fruits were left there, as we pointed out yesterday, for storage, so you're not allowed to take from the ditch into the house or from the house and put into the ditch fruits. However, if in the uneven situation where on one side the ditch is 10 tefachim deep, on the other side it's only 8 tefachim deep, so then, because the ground is smaller on one side, lower on one side than on the other side, and again, you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 98, in this situation, we let the side that is lower utilize the ditch. You could bring fruit from the house into the ditch and vice versa, because that side has easier usage. Just like with the wall, if one side had easier usage, that side gets to use the top of the wall and the other side doesn't. These rules are exactly the same for a wall up or a ditch down. All the dinim are exactly the same. Now we go to Sif Yud Tes, the final sif in this beautiful siman. Sif Yud Tes, the Mechaber writes, Godu Shel Tevin, if you have a pile of straw, Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, and this is essentially the wall now between these two courtyards. The pile of straw goes across all the way. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Gimel, Vayul Chol Echad Diorim Bifnei Atzmo, and each courtyard has its own people dwelling there with their own houses. Vayaprutzin Zelezeb Yosim Yasser Amos, and previously there was a breach in between them, so that would have made them into one courtyard, but now, by placing the straw there, Vatevin Hazeh Sosei Mekom Pirza, the Tevin over here is filling in the breach. It's functioning as a wall now between these two courtyards. So in this situation, the Mechaber says, Imu Govo Asori, if this pile of straw is more than 10 tefachim tall, so you've sealed off the breach here, you now have two separate courtyards without having a Pesach in between them. So then the halach is Kol Echad Marav Liatzo. Each one has to make its own separate Erev Chatzeros. They can't make a single combined one. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if Katan Kuf Lamed Dalet, the Gamzeh Nechshav L'Mechitza, because by putting the straw in the breach, you've created a wall. Even though when you put it there, you didn't intend to make it into a wall is a wall whether you intended it or not. Mechaber continues and he says, however, if on a weekday before Shabbos the straw was removed and you now have less than 10 tefachim of height, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Kuf Lamed Hei that's talking about on a weekday. Avo nismayit b'Shabbos, if it were to go and be diminished on Shabbos, well, at the beginning of Shabbos, it was considered a valid mechitza. Kivin shehutra b'tchilas knisas haShabbos hutra. So therefore, it's considered a valid mechitza the entire time. And if each courtyard made its own Erev Chatzeros, they would be intact still, even though the wall of straw over here got diminished on Shabbos. And it got diminished in less than 10 on a weekday. Kuf Lamed Vav, the Mishmur explains, Hainu Migova Asara, Uvimeshach Yosmi Asaramos. It has to have been diminished from a height of 10 Tfachim in height, and also it was diminished over a length of 10 Amos. But if it's less than 10 Amos, Avovapochos Miasara, it really should be Esa because we're talking about Amos. In Ratzum Avrish Nayim, now they're allowed to go and make two separate Erev Chatzeros still, because the wall is halachically less than 10 amos breached, so therefore it's like a Pesach. And with a Pesach, you have a choice of making one Erev Chatzeros or two separate Erev Chatzeros. So again, let's read the Mechaber one more time. Nismayit b'chol me'asar. If on a weekday it got diminished lower than a height of 10 tefachim, and it was also lowered for this height than 10 tefachim for 10 amos. So this is now a breach. Tzrichim la'arev biyachad. They have to make a single Erev Chatzeros. They're no longer considered two separate yards separated over here with the breach filled in by the straw that you put down. Uba'ot shelo nismayit. However, during the time that it hasn't yet been diminished, so then this is a valid straw wall. Also, l'shom echad mehen litem in ateven l'tok kupasu b'Shabbos l'achilu l'behemto. So if it's a valid wall at the start of Shabbos, so then you're not allowed to go diminish it on Shabbos, so you can't go and take teven from this wall and bring it to your storage area and feed it to your animal over there. The Mishnah Berurah explains the sifkat and kuflam et zayin. You can't bring it into your kupa, into your box over here on Shabbos. The chayshin on dilma shakul tuva, because we're afraid you're going to take too much. Umamayit lemi asar tvachim, you're going to diminish it lower than 10 tvachim for a distance of more than 10 amos. Because ilatata b'chatzir, and you're going to think you're still allowed to carry in the chatzir, and you're not. The alpha gav de b'Shabbos umotur medina da ho of hutra. Now, technically, this entire Shabbos, since it was good at the beginning of Shabbos, it's good for the rest of Shabbos. So the fact that you diminished it technically shouldn't ruin it for you. But here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Chayshin on Shema Yovel Latatu Gam Shabbos Habah. You're going to not realize that and say that this is still allowed to be carried in, and next week you're going to carry it in again when you're not allowed to. Others explain, the Eishomer, that Tamu, the reason is, Mishum Dahai Tevin Moktsuhu Meyesmo. Others explain that the reason isn't over here because we're concerned that you're going to carry in a future week, but because it's muktzah and you're not allowed to move it, that's why you can't go and take any of the tevin over here and give it to your animal, bring it to a coop in a basket to your animal. The Mechaber continues and he says, "Va'afilu lahamido sham kidei shetochal also," and even bring your animal over there and let your animal eat from it. That's also not allowed. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if cotton kuflamid ches dil moshakol biyado v'nosilam, because you may end up taking it with your hand and giving it to the animal. The Mechaber says, however, "Avo yochol la'amod before neha," but you can go and stand in front of the animal, so the animal kidei shelo yeh lo derech lintos el l'sham, so you can block the animal from going in a different direction, and the animal will be forced, so to say, to go towards the wall of straw, and then it will eat from it. That you're allowed to do. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Tes, for Hasam Lo Chayshin, in this situation, we're not concerned, L'duma Nismayit Me'asara, that the animal is going to go and eat and eat and eat, and it's going to be less than 10 tefachim, and over a distance of 10 amos. The behema kali kali ochla. He brings that from Rashi because the behema eats a little bit at a time, and there's no way that that behema is going to go and diminish the wall so much so for such a long distance. 10 tefachim to diminish it in height, less than 10 tefachim, over a distance of 10 amos. The Mechaber says, however, according to the Rosh, afilu b'chol, also lite mimenu l'kupaso, that even on a weekday, you're not allowed to go and bring from this straw wall over here into your box, into your bag, to give to your animal, v'chein l'hamid behema b'yodayim, or to put the animal there with your hands to bring it over there. So the Rosh is very machmir. The Chavetz Chaim, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masku, Ulaha Rosh, he says that, look in the El Yeraba and the Tosefta Shabbos, they write that this is a little bit of an exaggeration. Because according to the Rosh, it's only Davka B'chol, Abu B'Shabbos, Ein Lo Nolochush, Shem Yismayit. On Shabbos, we don't have to be concerned about this. Dafilu Nismayit, sure, because technically, even on Shabbos, if it did get diminished, it's permissible, Mitam Shehuto Meikar, because it's really technically good. However, he brings out for the Maimon Mordechai, who says, the Loshon Afilu, Hu Rak Lafukim, Yidar Rishona, Desrilay, De Bechol Shari. This Afilu over here is to come to take it, as opposed to the first opinion that said, on a weekday it's permissible, but only on Shabbos it's not. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuf Mem, because we're concerned over here, Shema Yivchas Mi'asor Bi'Erev Shabbos, because you can do this on Erev Shabbos, it's going to be diminished in height from 10 tefachim over a distance of 10 amos. So you're going to do this right before Shabbos. You're not going to realize that you've created a pirtza over here. And each side is going to still think that they have a perfectly good separate Erev Chatzeros on each side of the straw wall, when in fact they don't, and therefore they're going to come to carry by accident. Only if you take a little bit at a time are we concerned. But if you remove the whole thing at once, then there's no concern that you're not going to realize it. And the Mishnah says, we paskin like the first opinion over here. And the Sha'ar Tzion explains in Sif Katan Kuf that this is Koi Rak al Shabbos, that the Isra over here is only on Shabbos, not on a weekday. And Das HaRosh over here is Yechidoyi, it's a Das Yochid. And this is also Mashma from the Shulchan Aruch, the Sovikin Ledina, the Iskira B'Stama, because he didn't bring down the Rosh until the end. And this is also the opinion of the Graz. Finally, the Mechaber says, "B'medvar Mamurim, what are we talking about over here? This was Begodesh Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. Everything that we're talking about was when you had the straw filling in over here, the breach that was between two courtyards. But Avol Godish Shebein Shnei Batim, if you have over here a breach that's between two houses over here, and you fill it in with straw, so then Mutar LaHachil VeHemto Mimenu BiYadayim, then you'd be allowed to even go and take the food to the animal with your hands, that would not be a problem. Mishbur explains in Sifkot and Kuf Mem Aleph, Sheshnei HaBatim Prutzim BiYoser MeYeser Amos LaMokom HaGodish, that the two houses over here have a breach in between them that is filled in over here by the Godish. The who so same appearance, and this Godish fills in the appearance, and you can see an example of this in Dirsha footnote number 99 in the diagram. V'habatim shayochim kolecha l'chotzer acheres. Each house over here has a separate courtyard that it has its opening to. The house on the right and the house on the left each open up into separate courtyards. The house on the left opens up into the left courtyard, and the house on the right has the right courtyard, and there's a wall in between them, and now there was a breach that you filled in with the straw. They didn't make a single Erev Chatzeros. Each Chatzer made its own private, separate Erev Chatzeros. Therefore, now, if this pile goes below 10 tefachim, then you can't go and carry over here. Because the two courtyards did not make an Erev together. And now you have a breach in between them, and you're no longer allowed to carry there. The same thing would apply in a single house, that you divide it into two, which you put straw in the middle. Each has a separate exit way, a doorway, to go to a different chotzer, and those two chotzers didn't make a single Erev Chatzeros. And now, now that you remove the tevin, so now there's a breach in between them, and one ruins it for the other. Finally, the Mishnah says in Sifkot and Kuf Mem Beis, in this situation, you would be allowed to go feed it even to your animal with your hands. The Ma'ir Kishyesh Tikra LaGodesh. We're talking here about that there's some sort of a roof over here on top of this pile of straw, or Osha Tevin Munach Umafzik Bemsa Bayis Canal, or it's in the middle of the house as we just brought down. The Oz Ein Lochosh. Here we don't have any concern. Shema Yismayit Me'asar V'lo Yagish, that you're going to pull away a little bit, and suddenly you're going to be below 10 tefachim because there's a roof. You see how far you are from the roof, and you'll notice that you pulled away too much. The Kiva the Ika Tikra, since there's a roof over here, Ki Mavches. When you go and remove it, Me'asar Minkur Milsa, it'll be recognizable. Hey, we're so low. Look at the roof, how high it is. Vafilu Imlo Aisa Mechitza Magas LaTikra, and even if the Mechitza didn't go all the way up to the top, as long as it's within three tefachim over here, we apply the principle of Amrino Lovud, as we pointed out many times. He brings down the name of the Ola Shabbos, and therefore in this situation it will be Minkura Milsa, and it's not a problem. With this we conclude Simon Shin Ayin Beis and today's Shir.